We did two techniques, and then we combined them together and we overlaid them. We used the two top clusters, and then we overlaid the principal component analysis clusters, the two of them, with hierarchical clustering. And then we thought, well, we'll also look at the personal pronouns where the gender aspect is more than 25%, and we highlighted those. So, you know, we've got a chart in the paper, and it's got three clusters, and the bottom cluster is effectively all of the non-contested works of Shakespeare and Marlowe and Elizabeth Carey. You know, she's in there too as a big cluster. And then we've got a big cluster up on the top left on our diagram, which highlights all of the contested works of Shakespeare, you know, the Phoenix and the Turtle, the Passionate Pilgrim, and also, you know, some of the works of Marlowe, which were written by Walter Raleigh as well. So the technique was very good at separating those works, but it also separated another cluster which had Hero and Leander, written by George Chapman after Marlowe died. So there was another cluster there, but interestingly was that Venus and Adonis, you know, a poem written by Shakespeare, was also in that cluster. And this was suggesting to us that Venus and Adonis was possibly not written by him at all. And so we sort of set out to sort of question that, and we did some more analysis because we found some really interesting techniques. And when you go to the idea that we had about depression in a person, we sort of saw that he had a really low level of referential activity power. And I mean, you can't sit down today and go, oh yes, Shakespeare was depressed. It's a bit of a hard ask, really. But it made us question the technique a little bit, and whether or not there was any truth to it. So we broke down a random sample, and we ended up with A Merchant of Venice. And we broke that piece down into 1,000-word chunks. And we also broke down Venus and Adonis, and we broke that down into 1,000-word chunks. And then we processed that data, looking at, you know, the richness aspects of it and the referential activity power aspects to see what we saw. And what we found was that even after chunking the data into smaller subsets and processing them separately, it was very clear that you could still separate the works of Shakespeare from his poem, Venus and Adonis. And it was also clear even then that it had a lower level of referential activity power. And so the only thing that we can think of is that it's either not written by him because it's very stylistically different from all of his other works. It's really different. And, you know, reading and doing some research in journals and that, you know, some people say that it's a brilliant piece of work, and it's him in his early days, and it is his first poem, and almost, we think, some of his earliest work that he's written. So you could argue that it's different because he was very young at the time and just setting out. You could argue that it's not his and he loaned it from somebody else. Or we could argue that at the time, you know, it was the time of the bubonic plague, and he'd closed the cinemas and there was all of that worry, and he was possibly out of a job at the time and he went home to write it. You know, there's a whole lot of conjecture as to why it's different. But at the moment, we're saying, well, it's different. We are suggesting that it's definitely has markers for depression in it based on the results that we got, which were also different from most of his other works. But it also just could be uniquely different. So the problem is with 400-year-old data, again, we can't ask anybody